biggest challenge facing each and every one of us is how we manage the environment. And I believe it's important that we focus on the young generation. And they, of course, will play an important role, and they can impress upon their parents the importance of protecting the environment. This has been ongoing for years at the Green Flags, and it's operated and coordinated by Antasca, and their capacity as a member of the Foundation of European Education. So it's much greater than Garten in Ireland, and it's all over Europe. And of course, they don't get this without ticking all the boxes in relation to the Green Flag application.
One of the takeaway messages from the European elections at the end of May was the resurgence of the Green Party and the obvious interest in voters in green issues. We saw elections in Dublin and South. We saw Saoirse McHugh run it very, very close in Midlands Northwest. That's a message that the government is really going to have to listen to, and that society is going to have to listen to.
There's no question or doubt about it. There was a very clear message. It certainly wasn't expected, but the Greens did extremely well. And now all of us, those in government and those in opposition, have to ensure that we include in our manifestos for the next election green issues. And I always say, back in, I think it was 1977, the name of the Department of Local Government was named the Department of the Environment. And that, even as far back as then, it was seen to impress upon us the importance of the environment.